when you think it doesn't, it's not going to get worse.
Satnam, everyone. 1:11. Oh my gosh. I just looked at the time. 2:17, 2005. So we got the signal from the masters. It's 1:11. They are here. So yes, I'm just hearing them say that this would be a good week for R&R, just to kind of take care of ourselves and float, and that they acknowledge how much work we've been doing for eons of time, who knows how much time, our light work, so to speak, which I also feel that we could be called love workers as well as light workers, but that could be misinterpreted, I guess. But we're really bringing through the divine love, the love of the higher frequencies. And so we're really, it's really more about holding the heart energy. So they're saying that this week also, just it's a week to kind of sit back and love ourselves. So I guess that's what we'll do. No big astrologically, we're not going to go a lot over the astrology. We went over it a lot last week. We still have the Uranus square Pluto, Saturn still square Neptune, and Sun still opposite Jupiter. So what that is a lot of pressure for things having to change on the planet. So there's been a lot of changes. They're not all showing up yet, but the change is occurring, suffice it to say. So we'll leave it at that for right now. Okay, so just go ahead and take a breath. And we're going to focus again on what ascension is while in the physical body. So the definition of ascension, one of the definitions, one of the ways that we move into the ascension frequencies while in the physical body is to connect our individual mind, our ego mind, with the universal mind. So it's a recalibration of experiencing our life from the viewpoint of the purity of our soul. So it's going back from the beginning of when we were in the womb and just relaxing and breathing into that and going through, okay, year one, year two, year three, and breathing into the light of our souls so that we can recalibrate how we see ourselves from the viewpoint of our souls. From the viewpoint of connecting our individual mind, our ego mind again, as I just said, with the universal mind. And this is actually what happens when we leave the physical body. We've been talking about the journey of the soul into the blue ethers. So we can move into those blue ethers now. We don't need to wait till we leave the physical body. So we can ascend into the blue ethers all the way to the third blue ether. So initially, when we leave the physical body, we have no individual mind. Our mind immediately goes to universal mind. So that's why when people do a life review and they're able to see what's going on from a different perspective, then they can get resolution. You can maybe feel resolution sometimes with people that have passed over. But the resolution comes of what's happened and the compassion and even the empathy for ourselves from looking at what's happened, what our Akashic record is, what we've done, what we haven't done, what part of our contract we've fulfilled from the universal mind, which is the connection with our own soul. So from the mind, the purity of our soul. So what's been pure? What's come from pure intention? We don't have to be perfect. We're talking about just shedding the light on things. And we're not talking about having to be perfected beings. We're talking about the intention of holding the light, the intention of doing the best we can, so to speak. The intention of purity is what comes through, because the light of our soul is pure. So to the extent that we bring that frequency through in what we're working with and what we're doing on the planet in this lifetime and at this time is how we can calibrate now our frequency with the ascension frequency. So we can be ascended while in the physical body. So that's a key component we've been working with the last couple weeks. So we go to the second blue ether, and this is when the soul graduates from the first to the second blue ether. It's because there's been a certain level of understanding of, okay, this was what I was here to do, this is what I completed, etc. So the second blue ether means that the soul can be a guide for others, can show others the way to get across, move into compassion, whatever it is, happens to be. And the third blue ether, which is what we're calibrating to when we make it through the first two, which we've been talking about again, that we've been making it to on these calls, the third blue ether is when we're merged with the universal mind, and that's where our guides and masters meet us, and we can meet them. So if you have an experience of connecting with the angelic realm, or your teachers or masters, whatever that is for you, this is where you are. So it's important to know that when you meditate and when you penetrate the density of 3D or the astral plane around the planet or the electromagnetic fields, that you're going to this level of the third blue ether. So it's when you start to feel that flow of love, that flow of unconditional love from your masters and teachers, that you're connecting with them in this third blue ether. So what we want to do is stabilize our individual identity with this third blue ether. So you're still yourself, but you're your purified soul self. And there is no absolute purification until we totally merge back into the fourth blue ether. And those are the beings that don't ever come back into physical form that have achieved such mastery. And that's like the Buddha and Jesus and people like that. So that's kind of a little review of what we've been working with. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the universal mind is. And we'll just breathe into opening up our third eye up to the crown chakra to our soul and down to our feet, suspended breath, so we can clear our individual ego and connect with the universal mind. Good. So there we go. Good. Okay. So let's just talk a little bit about that. So as we breathe the breath up from our feet, from Gaia, from the first chakra, there's seven types of desires that are experienced in the chakras. So the first type of desire in the first chakra is for security. So as we bring the pure light of our soul from the crystalline frequency of Gaia up through our feet, we want to connect the feeling of security not only with earthly security, but we want to connect it with the security of our own souls. It's kind of a different way of talking about things because we're so inundated by 3D, so to speak, to say security is having a job, security is this, security is that. It's all based on the earth, our material possessions. But what if we really felt the other way? Our security was really the connection with the third blue ether, with our soul, and that frequency came into our being and created a feeling of security while we walked on the earth, and with the day-to-day, which is what we're anchoring this in with, we have such a feeling of abundance that we're magnets for all of our needs getting met for us, just with each step that our needs just come into us. We just pull the abundance to us. So we're recalibrating what security looks like. We're breaking out of the hypnosis of how we've been programmed. The second chakra, the type of desires, is desire is for co-creation. So what if we're saying that we want to co-create instead of procreate, instead of having, you know, lots of kids and grandkids and whatever that is, you know, which is fine, but what if we move into the next level, we want to co-create? So this is, again, a soul recalibration to move from co-creation to co-creation. So the feeling that we are co-creators, we have the power to co-create. We are here to co-create with the divine frequencies, with the masters in the third blue ether. Okay, so the third chakra, the basic desire is for longevity. So again, what if we calibrate from our soul that we're infinite, immortal beings, and we really vibrate in that in every cell of our bodies, the truth that our soul is immortal. And that immortality is being expressed through this physical vehicle at this time. And the fourth chakra, the basic desire is for sharing. So again, this is like opening up our hearts, opening up our love, and sharing that love in the field, sharing that love with everyone. We don't have to hoard love. We don't have to have a limited amount of love. And fifth, the type of desire experience in the fifth chakra is for knowledge. So again, what kind of knowledge? Is it the knowledge that they told us we needed to learn in school? Memorize history facts, memorize these facts, memorize those facts. What if it's for divine knowledge? What if it's for wisdom? What if it's the knowledge of mastery, how to move through? What if it's the knowledge of long, deep breathing to calm the mind, meditative knowledge? So again, we're calibrating the kind of knowledge in the fifth chakra with the soul, soul knowledge, divine knowledge, the knowledge of the light, the wisdom. And the sixth chakra, the desire is for self-realization. So this is when we realize we are able to connect with the masters and we're being invited into the third blue ether as masters in the realm of mastery. We may be masters in training, but we can raise our vibration to that level. We can create that kind of connection that we're realizing the mastery that we have achieved. And the seventh chakra is for union. So the union is for union with the light of our soul, who we really are, through our physical body connected with Gaia. So we can feel that we have the strength, the support of who we really are while walking on the planet. The root support, the foundation, the earth supports us, the body supports us, we're attractive, abundance supports us, money flows, our feet and legs are healthy. we feel the earth, we love nature, nature regenerates us, it's the kundalini that's rising, it's solid, it's the beginning. We're always at the beginning point of, we are the co-creative, the point of co-creation, the beginning point of that. And we can experience gravity, but also levity. We can feel like the density of 3D, but also the lightness of our souls, the lightness of beings. And we can have the strength and the security, the strength of feeling really secure with the divine as our guide, with the soul as our guide. So that's what we've been working with. So we're going to move into chanting our Dane today. And this will be our homework for this week and next week also. So let me see here. I'm just trying to get my iPod lined up.
Kare ko jaate, isse tu. Kare ko dekhe, hazre.